My Doric life. There's a lot of conversation I know about Bairns learning Scots in the schools. I wonder if it why they're not learning it at their own firesides. If there are, it is their mother tongue, and you'd think it would just be natural. But no, folk are prigging for the squeals to deet. No, there's nothing wrong with that, but I mind hearing the Doric at home. You see, we are bed together the old-fashioned fisher way with three generations ablow the Ay Reef. I was aye with my granny and granda, and that's where I got my love of the Doric. I suppose you could say I grew up in a Doric warrow. We bed in the Sea Toon, in of the original areas of Buckie, and our wee corner out was called the Catbow. Long afore my time, there had been a current famous for bred cats to use the skins as buoys for the nets. I've never seen a cat buoy myself, but there is a dog buoy in the Buckie Fishing Heritage Museum, and I can imagine what it was like, pier cats. I observed the Doric sitting on my creepy at the fireside on winter's nights. For now the men were at sea, the women would gather an a-house for company and comfort. They'd have their wiving with them, ganzes, socks or baby jackets and booties. Nay idle hands or tongues. It was my job to be quiet and to had out my arms for the hanks I was set to be wound down to bars. I mind granny wiving ganzes on fower weirs. The weirs she was na using were stuck into her whisker. That was a kind of leather belt she wore round her waist with a pooch on that was full of straw. The wifey spoke about their time at the Gutton, the good times they'd had in Yarmouth, and roared laughing at their own stories. And of course, abd if I was na round that neck got their character. And some nights, when there was coarse weather, the booms gied off to summon out the lifeboat, and a' the wiving was drop it. We'd run to the heed of the brae and peer into the rain to look for the lachs of the lifeboat, and we wouldna gang hame till we saw it come back. Naebody spoke. We just a' stood there getting siping wheat. Fa' kent fa's men mechna come hame that nicht. But apart from hearing the Doric, I grew up seeing it written down. Near Abdi and Buckie got the Bamshire Advertiser, better kent as the Squeak or the Buckie paper, and even knew I'd get it sent out to me. And in it there was a column in the Doric called The Day's Work by Spike. Spike's rack name was Bob Johnston. He was a member of the Johnston family who published the paper. Bob was an editor at the Aberdeen Press and Journal, but he wrote his column for the Buckie paper every week till he died about 25 years ago. Spike sometimes wrote serials. The stories ranged from Russian spies landing in Buckie to Bigfoot or the Ban Hill. But I like it his stories about fictitious local characters the best. My favourite was Q Cool, the sensitive poet of the Catbow, the Wordsworth or the Doric. He wrote about things like hearing the first cuckoo of spring, and he bed with his sister Sonia and her man Silas Jappy. I was aye that sorry for Q, because every time Buckie Thistle lost, Silas chased him down to the yardy beach, threatening to bash his head down with a model of a wooden drifter. Granda read Spike to me afore I could read myself. Years after, I was still reading Spike when I came to Berkeley. He and I corresponded, and he offered me twa characters to take to California with me. And so I wrote in Spike's column about Dinah Doughty and her man Clint Cowp and their adventures in San Francisco. And that's the why I brought the Doric to America.